walk you through the solution that we came up with for Costa Farms to allow them to monitor pH levels in their water flow in and out of the nurseries. So we'll start with the diagram here. This kind of sums up the solution. So we start with a probe, a pH sensor probe that we have hooked up to an Arduino Adafruit Feather on Wi-Fi. It's taking a reading of the pH value. We take that value, we package it up as a JSON, simple JSON object with a couple different fields. So a nursery ID, a row ID, what type of sensor. So in theory, we can use this for any type of sensor. We also send what the min value threshold is, the max value, and then the current value. We use that later on, which we'll show you. We take that JSON object and we send it over to Azure IoT Hub. IoT Hub then sends it to Stream Analytics, and we then have a query to where we take the raw data and we store it in SQL database, which can be used later for Power BI. We then also have a second query, which we basically say if the current value is outside of the range of the minimum and the maximum value, go ahead and plop it into another event hub. And so we have an event hub here for alerts. And then we have a Azure function up here that is monitoring this event hub. And every time it sees a new event placed in this event hub, it triggers the piece of code, which the piece of code just basically pulls the message out of event hub, deserializes it, and then sends a custom message to the Twilio API, which then alerts the user's cell phone. So I'll walk you through now the setup and then demonstrate it in action.
Here's the Costa pH sensor setup. Over here we have the pH probe that's connected to the BNC connector, which is wired up to the red sensor board, the actual pH sensor board itself. And the TX and the RX are going over to the Adafruit Feather M0 Wi-Fi, which is connected to the Wi-Fi network, which is connected to Microsoft Azure. That's an Arduino board that's got Wi-Fi on it, and that makes up the whole hardware solution.
So here's the code that we're using for the Arduino. It's the Adafruit Feather Mo Wi-Fi connected to a Atlas Scientific pH sensor. So this is the code to run it. It's written in C. And you'll see up here, we're going to include some libraries, the SPIH, Wi-Fi 101H, and WireH, also defined the address 99. We'll also declare some local variables here that we're going to be using. We'll also need to have the settings for the Wi-Fi SSID and password. So here's where you put in your custom information on connecting to the local Wi-Fi. You'll also put in the host name and the authorization SAS token string for the client as well. You'll also have set pins 8, 7, 4, and 2 in your void setup, beginning with serial 9600 baud and selecting the port. It's going to go through and it's going to select the Wi-Fi or attempt to connect to the Wi-Fi. Once you make a connection, it's going to print out the data. Then it's going to go into the loop, and every 10 seconds, it's going to read and get a pH sensor reading from the Atlas Scientific sensor. There's the string URI. It's going to pull from the JSON string my data. It's going to pull that information in for the pH value, replace that from my data. Then we're going to post that out to HTTP request, get the pH value, and then we're going to go into repeating that every 10 seconds. We will, once we connect, print out the Wi-Fi Shield IP address, the MAC address, subnet mask, gateway, and we're going to go ahead and print out the current network SSID attached, as well as MAC address. Then we'll go ahead and repeat the process, pulling those pH sensor reading IDs and posting them in. So what we'll do is we'll go up here and we'll go ahead and verify the compile. And it's done compiling. Now we'll go ahead and upload this sketch. We have a successful upload, and we'll go into the serial monitor, and we're attempting to connect to the MiFi. Once connected, we'll pull the SSID, the signal strength, encryption type, IP address, MAC address, subnet mask, and gateway. We'll go ahead and connect to the, start reading the sensor. As you can see, we have a successful read at 6.833. We're going to go ahead and do another 10 seconds and pull that data once again. And we're putting that into Azure IoT Hub. There's another read, 6.879, and it'll continue to repeat the process. And as you can see in Device Explorer, we can also see that those are actually going into IoT Hub. You'll see the value types here. And that's coming from Device ID pH sensor.
So if I switch over to Azure now, so here's everything we have set up in Azure. So the first thing, as discussed, is we have the IoT Hub that's set up. Okay, so we just have a simple IoT Hub that we're sending messages into. From there, we have our, well, before I show you the streaming analytics, I'll show you we have an Event Hub set up. So we have two. We're only using this top one for alerts. So basically, anything that matches our threshold gets jumped into alerts. And this is the actual streaming analytics job that we're running. So if you see here, we have our one input, we have our query, and we have two outputs, so pH alerts and pH SQL. So if I click on the query, so this first one here, I'm basically saying take any alerts or any messages to where the current value is less than the min value or the current value is greater than the max value and pop it into our alerts so that we can alert it later. And then our second query, we're just basically saying take everything and put it into the SQL database so that we have a copy of that there. So I'll close that. And then we have a standard SQL database set up. We have our data here. And then finally, we have our monitor function app called pH Alert Notice. And this one here basically is, well, let me go to the Integrate tab here. We're just monitoring the event hub that we set up called pH Alerts. And then when a new alert is dropped in there into the event hub, we're running this code. So basically this code, we just log that it triggered. We have a new set, we're going to deserialize the object into our sensor reading class that we used before. So here's our event hub message. I'm going to create the message here. And then I just log it to the window. We log that they're actually the message that we're sending. Here I configure Twilio. And then I actually send the message to Twilio, and it all gets logged down here. Now, separately, we didn't use the built-in Twilio integration. It didn't work for what we wanted to do. So we just manually, if I go to View Files here, and I go to project.json, we just manually included Twilio and the libraries that we needed, and then we just built this little custom Azure function. So now that I've shown you everything, I'm going to show it to you in action. If I go to my Azure function here, you'll see every time a message is triggered, as the messages are triggered and the function is running, you'll see the messages that are being sent.